Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V. You guys know what time it is. It's time for a real talk with Miss V. That's right. It's me, Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How are you doing, Miss V?
I'm doing good. I am doing really good. I'm a little pissed off, but I'm doing good.
Well, that's me. I'm a little pissed off, too, and, you know, yep. People are protesting, which is good, but people that are doing the riots, breaking, burning, tearing shit up, looting, nah, that ain't no good.
Believe me, and hearing, and I know that we're not going to, for anybody who's listening, we're not getting ready to spend a whole hour on this. We had this discussion earlier. What we're going to talk about is some stupid shit, but and not this stupid shit. Let's get something clear. Me and Greg both, and I will speak for both of us on this, and if he disagrees, he'll tell me. So don't think that I got him in the palm of my hand. me and Greg both agree that this rioting and burning up shit and destroying property is stupid. The protests are a very good thing. But yes, another way that we should be protesting, well, when I say we, the people who are out there protesting, make sure this protest goes until the August primaries and the November election. Let your protest really be heard. Let people hear how you really feel. Because the only way things are going to change is to start voting the motherfuckers out of office that are causing you the most grief. That doesn't mean when you get in there, that the person who gets in there might not cause you the grief, but they're going to look real hard if they see that for the first time in history, not only are you protesting, but you're taking that shit all the way to the ballot box. Now, Greg, if you feel differently, let me know.
No, it's, I mean, do agree on that. Now, it, you know, if you're Republican, Democrat, okay, fine dandy. This is what I look at.
This is not about political party. This is about stupidity.
No, this is, yes, stupidity. The way I look at it is, we need a change, period, all across the board. Miss V, I know who she is. She knows who I am. We are black and white. Thing is, we're both somewhat there, too. But the way I look at it, people throughout this whole country, this whole world, we have one thing in common. We bleed red. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. We are all one people. And shit,
despite what
that's going
despite
on
what
now,
some people may
stop.
Think.
Exactly. I mean, Miss B, you might be able to help me. I don't know. But here in Oklahoma City, the riot that went on last night, what is Antifa? Have you heard of that group before?
Yes, Antifa is all over the country. Antifa, they're shit starters. That is the best way to put it. They are shit starters. Antifa goes into every single community. They came in here and tried to start some shit. Antifa,
okay.
When they know there are protests going on, they are very, they're radicals. That's the best way to put it. And
okay,
Atifa,
well, they're the ones that are in OKC and did the shit last night, and they're in OKC now trying to start shit, but right now there's enough protesters to say, no, put your shit back. Get the fuck out of here.
And like here in Detroit, they've been protesting for two nights. Detroit is making it a point to put on the news, not the names, but the locations that these people have been arrested.
Yes.
I don't have the exact numbers. I'm not going to sit here and quote some numbers. All I can tell you that every night when they've had arrests, the majority of the people arrested have not been from the city of Detroit. They have been
correct,
from the suburbanites.
Correct.
People have come from Ohio. People came as far away as from Nashville, Tennessee. Don't you got some shit to protest in Nashville, Tennessee on your own? Why the hell you got to come to Detroit? Why are you coming from Ohio to come to Michigan? Because we know Ohio got their own problems. You got Cincinnati, Toledo, Cleveland, and those are just three of the cities. I ain't even talking about Akron and Youngstown and all these other motherfucking cities that got problems in Ohio.
Yep.
You know, so why you got to come here and start shit or try to get some shit going? Take your ass, as they say, back across the border. Go on back to fucking Ohio. Go on back to Tennessee. Because, see, we got enough problem with the motherfuckers here who are coming from other cities. People coming from the west side of the state. They driving 6 or 7 hours to cause shit in Detroit. Now, let's make it clear.
Said
the majority of the people that were arrested did not look like the people who live in Detroit. Detroit is 85% African-American. 85%. I think there's 10% Caucasian and 5% other nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're telling me that the majority of the people arrested don't even look like the 85% of the people that live in the city of Detroit, that tells me that you're coming in to start shit. And I've said this, and for anybody who wants to challenge me on this, come to my world and I will let you know. Here, we don't have a problem with Detroit police. Detroit police, to me, everybody has gotten on the news and said, if it were not for the activist groups, they have a relationship. Detroit got in trouble. People don't realize Detroit was under a consent decree for damn near 20 years for the bullshit that they were doing in their police department. So we're not immune to stupidity and violence within the police department. We just had an officer a few years ago shoot a little girl. That was all over the news. He was acquitted. But the difference, the reason why this man was acquitted, not because white people acquitted him, because the evidence that was presented in the court of law from both sides was not enough to support prosecuting him. Here in the city of Detroit, even though it's the county of Wayne where people go to have their court hearings at, when they say a jury of your peers, you have to look at Detroit as the biggest city in Wayne County, Michigan. And when you go through and you pull those people as jurors, there's a lot of questions. I've been pulled to tell you, shit, I don't even live in Detroit no more, and I done got pulled for jury duty again. This shit is no joke. And when they pull you, they're not looking at your race. They're looking at where you live at. When was the last time you was pulled? Now, they do have a thing that if you get called again in the same year, let them know that you was just down there unless you just want to hang out with them for days on end. But the whole thing is that you can't call racism when they truly do a jury of your peers. And the reason why we did not have riots when this officer was acquitted was because it was truly a jury of the peers. And unlike the rest of the country, we got a lot of sides to the story. I was here during that time. I've been here the whole time. But there's stuff that we were privy to here in Detroit that the rest of the country didn't hear about because they only wanted to show the side of an officer killing a little girl. They didn't talk about that was a house where the family was hoarding, you know, what's the word I'm looking at? Not hoarding, but they were helping out people who were on the run from the police.
Right.
They didn't talk about the fact that the grandmother had a part in her granddaughter's killing because of her challenging the police. They didn't talk about that on a national level. They talked about Officer Ray's home kills child. Well, he didn't point a gun and just kill the child, okay? We got a whole lot of the stories, and they had body cam footage that wasn't released on the national level. So it was more than what people know on the national level, and that's why y'all didn't hear a lot of shit coming out of Detroit, because Detroit has done what a lot of cities should be doing. When they say a jury of your peers, you're truly getting a jury of your peers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to see it all. Let me rephrase it. The odds of you getting a predominantly black jury in the city of Detroit or a predominantly white jury in the city of Detroit, that's going to be a rarity here, okay? You're going to have a good mix.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that if you're of Arab descent, Asian descent, and you have to go on trial in the circuit court, you're going to see your peers also, because we have a very big Arab American community. Again, they go by the county, not the city. We have cities within Wayne County that are predominantly different nationalities. So when they pull a jury of your peers, believe me, they're going from the whole county. Now, well, you might get some ignorant rednecks. Hell, we got them all over the country. You might get some radical-ass black people. We got them all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
You might get some people who talk. So it's not one-sided. But if you notice, you haven't heard about shit burning down in Detroit. Why? Because we're not allowing it to happen. When I say we're not allowing it, with the grace of God, the police force working with the doggone people who were doing the protesting, the protesters are actually stopping Atifa from doing this shit.
Yes.
Because Atifa is doing,
yes.
Atifa is going into the different cities doing this shit.
Yep. And that's being shown here. That when they hit the state capitol, somebody started spraying, tagging, you know, spray paint. And there was people that went up there and stopped that shit and started trying to wipe it off and clean it up for days.
Now, and that's what they've been doing here. Now, they've been tagging buildings here. Let's get this clear. And for anybody who don't understand, because, you know, you know, Greg, you and I know what tagging a building is, but we know we've got people who, you say tag a building, they don't understand. Tagging a building
right.
is people taking spray paint and putting different things. Tagging a building can be calling, you know, putting on the building something, and I'm not going to use different terms because we try our best on this show to respect all nationalities, regardless if we agree with them or not. But they could be racial slurs. Tagging can be gang signs. Tagging can be the KKK symbol. That's what tagging is. It's taking spray paint and putting something on a building that to let it be known that they're not happy with it.
Right.
And when I say they're, you know, it's going to be something not nice when they're tagging.
Yep. and, you know, that was shut down real quick today. And now all the protests down there at the county jail and Oklahoma City Police Department, police officers are interacting with most of the protesters. So that is huge. So that's pretty much putting the people that instigated the rioting violence, and Antifa people are going, okay, let's wait till nightfall. So, yeah, it's going to be different. But right now, everybody is acting very cool, calm, collected here in Oklahoma City from what I've seen just now.
Well, I want to talk about the stupidity that went on this week. And that stupidity made somebody run like a bitch. I don't know if you heard, but that stupidity made this person run like a bitch on Friday. And for y'all who don't know the stupidity, we're talking about them. And I'm going to, you know what? That motherfucker in the White House putting out that tweet that ended, "When you loot, we shoot," got a wake-up call on Friday because motherfuckers went to the White House. And they at the White House now. But I heard on Friday, because there was such a concern, that motherfucker's been running like a bitch to the damn bunker under the White House. Okay, you big, bad motherfucker, you all this, you all that. I see you found out motherfuckers ain't saying that shit. You don't do that shit. And then you talking about letting dogs out on motherfuckers in D.C.? You ain't even got support of the mayor. Quit pissing. If you don't know nothing else, You should realize you done pissed off a fucking black city. I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. I don't give a fuck who come back on me. Bitch, you are a white man living in the White House in a black city. Get your head out your fucking ass. Black people will fuck you up. They don't give a damn about the Secret Service, the D.C. Capitol Police. They don't give a fuck about nobody. You start threatening them, they coming for their ass. And if you didn't realize it, they coming for your ass. And I'm not inciting shit. If I'm raising my voice, I'm raising because I'm actually glad they coming for your ass. By the time you realize, motherfuckers ain't playing with you. I'm sorry, Greg. I had to let that out.
Well, it's good. I mean, sometimes best thing we can do is vent and get loud. But here's a good example, people, in this country. Me and Miss V are not getting violent. We speak our opinion, let it be known, and we're done. We're not going out and throwing rocks, Molotov cocktails, or anything else to, upset the people in the communities that we live, because those people are trying to have a business and run a business where they've been looted and burned down. They are
and
your neighbors.
For those of y'all who don't understand looting and destroying police cars, I'm going to put something out there that y'all ain't thought about. For you ignorant motherfuckers, yeah, I'm calling y'all ignorant now. These are my words. I'm a black woman calling y'all ignorant. I don't care if you're white, black, whatever. If you listen to me and you hear what I said, you ignorant motherfuckers doing all this destruction, you do realize your taxes are going up. Some of you motherfuckers got mamas and daddies who are homeowners and cousins and uncles and aunties and grandmamas.
Yep.
Because of you, the shit you're doing, the fucking taxes are going up because somebody got to get that shit replaced. Insurance rates are going up. Businesses are not coming back. So while you're destroying communities, you're destroying your own self. Like I said at the beginning of this show, protest with your motherfucking pens. Yes. It's okay to go to the White House. It's okay. And yes, I said it's okay to go to the White House. You can protest and let a motherfucker know I'm coming to get up in their ass. But the way you show them that you're getting up in their ass, get the motherfucker out. And that means in these cities, some of these cities, if you don't like who the mayor appointed as police chief, you get rid of your fucking mayor, okay? Because the new mayor will put in a new police chief. If you don't like your sheriff, don't vote him in. Because I know here in Michigan, we vote our sheriffs in. The sheriffs aren't put in there. They're elected officials. So if it's the problem with a sheriff deputy and the sheriff ain't thinking doing the way you think it should be done, vote that motherfucker out. We got rid of our sheriff here and got a new one. Just keeping it real. The one thing that people need to start doing that they have not been doing, I agree with the mayor of Atlanta when she said, make your voice heard. Vote in these elections. Michigan has sent out the option to absentee ballot. I think I was speaking last year. Michigan is one of the states that you don't need a reason to absentee ballot. Due to COVID-19, everyone was sent a absentee ballot. Here in the state of Michigan, it used to be the only people who were guaranteed absentee ballots were if you were not going to be in the state of Michigan during the election, or you were going to be like, or if you were in a hospital, or you were over the 65. Those were the three ways that you could get an absentee ballot. Now, if you never ever want to step in a polling place again in your life in the state of Michigan, you don't have to. What the Secretary of State did here in Michigan was sent out to every single resident, every single registered voter in the state of Michigan, the option to absentee ballot in the August primary and the November election. Now, and it didn't matter because my daughter got hers, and mine is sitting in my P.O. box, and I have them in there. But we got kind of confused because we're permanent absentee voters. We opted in last year when it went into effect. Well, to ensure that no voter was left out or discriminated against, every single voter. And if you're registered in the state of Michigan, you received a thing in the mail saying, hey, I would like an absentee ballot for this election or no election. But that option was given to you. It has nothing to do with what party. It has to do with what's fair. And I think Wisconsin or Maryland is another state that's already doing it. There are quite a few states that they never go to a polling place. So for anybody who is against absentee ballots, you're against fairness. Because I think it is a constitutional right for every person in this country that is legally able to vote, be given the opportunity to vote. I commend the Secretary of State here in the state of Michigan for sending out the request for absentee ballots to every single person who wanted it. Leave the option to the voter. You don't make that decision for them. She did what other people were afraid to do. You can't sit here and not give people an opportunity. And that's all she did. I'm giving that opportunity. We're not saying you still can't go. There are some people who want to have that, feel that putting in that circle, filling in that shit in a voting booth. I'm going to tell you, I feel like I'm rushed. I can't speak to nobody else. Whenever I go vote in a voting booth, even though I know I can take as long as I want, I always feel like I'm rushed because I think about all them people who are in line behind me who've been waiting forever, okay? That's just me. And I know how long I'd be done waited. I'd be like, oh, shit, I ain't going to make motherfuckers wait on me. Everybody might not think like that, but I do. Well, guess what? I ain't got to worry about nobody in line behind me because I get my ballot. I'm going to probably have it for about 2 weeks. I'm going to look at it and examine it. I'm going to reread it, and I'm going to say, oh, this issue, let me look this up. So I make sure I understand what I'm voting for. Absentee ballots gives you a more educated voter.
Yes.
Because there could be stuff on there that, remember, every single state, and I've lived in a number of states, and I voted in a number of states. Let me tell you something about voting at a polling place. They wait on you. You walk up to it. They not on the property. Hey, vote for my candidate. Vote for my candidate. Vote yes on this. Vote no on this. You want this person. You want that person. Well, guess what? When you got an absentee ballot, you get to sit back. And if you got a computer, because everything on the computer now, I sit back and I look at it. I be like, I didn't know this was on there. Let me check this out. I read it, and I say, what's the bottom line on this? Is this good or bad? I'd be like, oh, hell no, that's bad. Nope. Or that's a good thing. But when you're at the polling place, they're not telling you that. You know what I'm saying? But we got Randy, damn, I'm going to call Randy Greg. Greg, I'm sorry. Poor Greg, Randy on. Damn. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just relaxing at home. Go ahead.
What was you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say... I was looking through Facebook and saw something that's bringing a smile to my face as far as you were talking about all the protests and all that stuff, protesting and stuff. But one state, which has to be your state, is Flint, Michigan. Have you heard of this one? In Flint, Michigan, when the cop actually put down a baton and marched right with the protesters. And all the people in Flint, Michigan said, walk with us.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about that, but it's been happening in quite a few places.
Yep. I mean, I shared actually today
a guy that, you know, hey, what do you want? And they said, walk with us. And it's like, cool, let's walk. I shared a whole lot of stuff today. A country singer, rapper. Joel something. Oh, he was, yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, you got to walk, hug. I mean, if you look right now at the news in Oklahoma City, you will see Oklahoma City police officer at a barricade sitting there talking with people and just talking. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Compared to what happened last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's like crazy. I mean, another crazy thing last night. I mean, I wasn't there, but I saw it where I'm at. I think it was either Friday or Saturday. I know it was the weekend. Some lady smacked the cop twice, and
yeah,
then the black cop punched that lady and just knocked her right down, just fall flat on her back. This happened in my town. I mean, I'm not that far away from that for what it happened, so. So you know what that means. I kept my black ass home.
Right.
I feel like this. And I'm going to say this because I'm staying home. And I'm going to tell you exactly why I'm staying home. I'm not staying home because I do not support the protesters. I'm staying home because I don't want to catch COVID-19. I am part of that risk group. And the one thing I want people to understand is that COVID-19 ain't went nowhere just because this shit done happened, okay?
Yep.
COVID-19 ain't went nowhere.
Amen.
So I'm not trying to catch COVID-19.
I think that's what they're trying to do. It was fucking crowded, and they were wearing no masks, of course. Like idiots.
Right.
Like fucking idiots. I mean, there's a crowd of people around the police station. Well, around the Baltimore City Police Station. They had a crowd around City Hall last night. City Hall of all places. I'm surprised they haven't put that on fire.
Well, all I can tell you is that protesters, just be peaceful. As for everybody else, we have continuously said, we do not disagree with protests. The problem we have is the violence and the burning down of where you live at. And let's rephrase it. The people burning it down don't even live here. In Detroit, they stopped the people from trying to burn this shit down. They stopped them from trying to loot the stores. You know, and this is not just about black men. This is black women. You know, our black women are being killed by the police also. And it's sad. The one thing that was said that I agree with is that it's a war on black people. It ain't got nothing to do with black men or black women. It's a war on black people. And the sad part is 99% of, I'm going to take this back, 95% of the officers that are killing black people are white. And that's sad. There's something wrong. There's two different justice systems. There's the black one and the white one. The laws might say justice for all, but that's not the way it goes. Because black people are judged. As a matter of fact, they don't even get a jury because they get killed. But I want to again go back to the stupidity in D.C. because I said I wasn't going to focus on this because I'll get mad and then I'll probably get had the Secret Service somebody in my motherfucking house talking about I'm being radical and citing shit. So So we're going to go back to dumb shit, okay? Dumb shit tweet. Let's keep it real. Dumb shit tweet. When you say dumb shit, expect mm-hmm. people to come to your front door. And I want to keep this real. When you say dumb shit, expect somebody to come to your front door. You're running like a bitch. So what happened to Big Bad? I can say what the fuck I want. You want to sick dogs on people? That's what motherfuckers coming to your front door. You're
yep.
saying, you loot, we shoot? That's what motherfuckers coming to your front door.
Yep.
Or did you not see that in the case of that just happened? They want to send motherfuckers home. And spray painting his driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say dumb shit? Instead of going after a whole group of people, go after motherfuckers who do it. And I'm not saying it's like violence on them. Let's get this clear. But let them know we coming to your front door. You want to talk dumb shit, and you want to talk about killing people and sticking dogs on people and shooting? Let's bring that shit to your front door. And for you small police departments that think that because ain't nobody came to you, you ain't forgotten. Because I've said it here. I was like, why are we going after Detroit police? We need to be going after Dearborn, Dearborn Heights, Livonia, West Bloomfield, Troy. These are cities I know about, Monroe, Highland, Howell, Michigan. Because I know where the radical police departments are.
Mm.
And every state has. And Oklahoma, Greg, I'm sure you could name probably about four or five cities around you that you know got some fucked up police departments too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do know and have a lot of police friends in cities, towns, counties, highway patrol around me. And they, yeah, everybody is on high alert, but also some of the people that are being pulled into some of the conversation are people, you know, saying stuff about the police to say, hey, can you get the police ticket? You know, they're friends with, and then they're being, I mean, just really, are you serious? You're about a fucking dumbass. So,
and for the people protesting who think that the police are not mad about this, I want you to go and watch Channel 4 in Detroit. They did an interview with the Detroit Police Chief this morning. They did an interview with the Wayne County Sheriff. And he talked as he watched that murder. He didn't say, well, I had to think about it. He said, as I watched that murder. The police are just as pissed as you are. So this is not a you against the police. I want everybody to understand. I have taken the time to listen to what some of these police departments around the country are saying. Nobody is coming out and saying it should be reevaluated. Everybody that I've heard so far has said this is a murder. They're saying that's not what we're supposed to do as the police. So while you're trying to go after police departments, how about you go after changing the culture of the police department?
I mean, that's it. Plain and simple.
And for white people
this
who think that I don't understand that y'all get harassed by the police also, I'm not saying that. I know, I mean, should we see on the news where they've killed white people? But the difference is that the way they kill white people and the way they kill black people is different.
I agree. I agree on that.
I don't want people to sit here and say, oh, well, she's just saying this. No. White people get killed by the police. I know they do. I've seen it on the news also. The difference is that when white people get killed by the police, it's very seldom because they're white. I've yet to hear this myself. If I wasn't white, I wouldn't have got killed. Okay?
Well, no. I mean, that's fake. I mean, I've heard this today. You know, if you are a white person that is shot and killed by a white cop, black cop, ethnic cop, doesn't matter. Where are the protests like this going on like that?
There are none. That's why.
Exactly. Why?
There are none.
Why, Randy?
I haven't seen one.
No, I'm going to tell you why they're not going on, Greg. How about I tell you why they're not going on? The reason why the protests are not going on when a white person is killed by a black or a white cop or a Hispanic cop is because normally when that happens, and I'm going to say normally, that white individual has done something, as they would say, to cause it. Not always, because there have been times when white people have gotten killed and they shouldn't have been even messed with. But normally when
exactly.
a white person is killed, it is very seldom that they're killed and they haven't been on some type of drugs or committed some type of crime spree or something. There is very seldom that they are found accused of doing something and treated the way they were, flat out.
Yeah,
let's just
I agree with that. I agree there, but what
and
about that white woman?
And people are not protesting because the white people who sit there and their family members get killed, you know why they're not protesting? Because they'll sit
they're
there,
smart.
They pretty much know their family members. Let's put it out there. White people who get killed by the police, their family members know their history. And they know whatever it is that may have perpetrated will happen. So
correct.
They're not screaming and yelling. And even when they think that maybe they shouldn't have got killed, they're like, yeah, but, you know, he did this or she did that or, you know. And it's not that white people don't care. White people care about their families and love their families just like we do. The difference is that there's normally something in that history or in that background that we're not privy to that's why that person got killed, okay? When you sit there and say a person was accused of passing a fake $20 bill or a person got, and I've had it happen to me. I've had cops pull me over with their fucking hand on their damn weapon and sit there and then look at me. We need to see your information. Because when they run my license plate, they think I'm a man. And I've had them ask me numerous times that question. And I'm like, excuse me? You know, we need you to get out the car. We need to see your ID. I've had to prove myself with two or three different fucking pieces of ID. What the fuck do you think? I'm just going to go get a whole shitload of ID that ain't none of me?
Right. that's true.
I mean, even when you got all the proper ID, I mean, we're talking about license, registration, car insurance, picture ID, fucking credit cards and everything. And I've had officers say, well, we need some additional identification because we're really not sure this shit. But you like a pussy sample also? I mean, what else do you want? But I have to make sure my hands are visible. I got to make sure I don't reach over for nothing. I literally had to tell them because sometimes I drive and I don't have my purse in the car. I normally, if I'm going someplace where I know that I may need to go and do some stuff, I will put my purse with everything in the trunk, especially if it's only like one piece of ID I need to get in. Like if I need to get someplace and they just need to see my license, what I will do prior to me getting there, I will have whatever little money I'm going to take with me. And I'll take my license out and I'll have stuff in my pocket. Well, I have literally had to say, officer, I need to take my keys out the ignition, my purse is in my trunk. I will get my ID. I'm not going for anything. And I've had them, you know, I'll say, I will even give you my keys. Can you get my purse for me? I'll walk with you and you can grab my purse. Why should I have to do that? Because I have that fear. You know, do I challenge the police? I'm probably that bitch who will get shot because I have gotten the attitude to say, why the fuck you pulling me over? Are you serious? Because I kind of forget where the fuck I'm at, and, you know, I have to, oh, damn, bitch, you black. You know, I have to get a little wake-up call, you know, bitch, you are black.
Shit, that happened to me sometimes, too. And I don't even have a car. But it happens to me.
Or how many times do you go into a store and people follow you around? I mean, kind of like this. I walked into a store, not recently, because, you know, ain't shit I could walk into. But before all hell broke out, I walked into a upscale store. I wasn't looking like the best type of person that day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to spend some money. You know, nobody waited on me. And so I got ready to say something. Literally, I was getting ready to walk out the store. And I said, where's your manager at? And they was like, why? What's the problem? I said, the problem is you look me dead in my face when I actually needed some help. I said, but I'm good. I'm going someplace else. Well, I said that white woman who was too busy, worried about the price of something being 50 cents less than what she fucking wanted to pay. I said, you look me dead in my face. Mm. I said, but I'm good. Now I went to another location, and I dropped about $300. I have walked into a number of stores. As recently as yesterday, I didn't even walk into a store. I ordered food, paid for my food. And I'll say what restaurant because it pissed me off. And my daughter was on the phone, so she heard it. I go to the restaurant. I pull into the curbside pickup. Now, the little girl, she comes over. She comes to my car. We're not going to say my real name. She says, what's your name? And I tell her my name. She said, well, what's your last name? She's like, well, what's your first name? I said, that is my first name. Oh, what's your last name? Really, bitch? She's like, well, it's probably under your first name. This is what she tells me when I give her my first name. And she said, well, we need your first name. I said, that is my first name. Oh, well, what's your last name? Really? And then I looked. I wasn't going to say shit because my daughter was like, that was rude as fuck. I was like, well, sometimes I look on my fucking food, what's on there? My fucking first name. I'm like, okay, bitch, that was right. You were rude as fuck. I'm through. You know, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt, but.
The first name should have been suffice. I mean, come on. First name, you don't need. He said, what's your last name? They said, no, your goddamn business is what my last name is.
Well, when I placed my order, I did put my first and last name in because I placed it on order online. But the point is that when I tell you my first name and you automatically say, well, I need your first name, okay, bitch, I got you. I'm good. I know where you're coming from now.
Yeah. I mean that, yeah.
God, what is wrong with people today?
I think the reason why I got my food so quick was she saw how much fucking money I spent. I was hungry yesterday. I spent more money than I needed to on food because I was hungry. Wait a minute, they say don't go shopping when you're hungry. Don't place a motherfucking food order online when you're hungry.
That
especially
ain't no
when
shit.
You can pay for it. What'd you
yep.
say?
That ain't no shit.
I ordered too much damn food. I was hungry and I placed that fucking food order. I was like, well, I want this one. I want this. I was like, oh, that ain't bad. That is a lot of fucking food. I don't want to do that no more. That was like a not good thing to do.
Yep.
Man, we're in a crazy world.
But I
can
tell you that Home Depot is my new best friend.
Why
Home Depot on Lowe's, I mean, shit. I think they need to just put my picture up because I know them motherfuckers been seeing me a lot.
What'd you buy there?
Ceiling fans, mulch, hay for my lawn, landscaping stuff to cover up my flower beds to get rid of the weeds, wood chips to go on top of it.
Yep. I'm actually going to go there probably on Tuesday, Wednesday, buy me a new grill and some the fence posts that you use for a wood fence. And that way
Wire or whatever you call it. I got to put that around my garden area. So, yeah, I bought a shovel. I bought two shovels. I bought one for my daughter's house, and I got one of them shovels that got the spade on the end so I could finally dig my fire pit.
There you go.
I've been doing a lot.
Oh, thank you for saying fire pit.
Okay, well, that trigger.
Yeah, now I got to get the rims and weld them together, then got a hole in it so I can have a fire pit made out of car rims.
Well, see, my fire pit, I took the old bricks that were laying around my house and stuff.
Right.
And I had bought a fire pit. I had bought a metal fire pit. So what I'm going to do is that metal fire pit that I bought that was a piece of shit that I shouldn't have never bought, I'm going to put that into the hole that I built for the fire pit.
Right.
And I'm going to put rocks in that so that there will always be rocks in it. But plus, it will also help the stuff heat up, well, the kindling to keep going. But I'm going to put that down in the hole. I'm going to put some rocks in it. And I'm going to build up the wall around it about 2 or 3 high and have my fire pit.
Now, that's going to be a good fire pit. I mean, trust me, if I can build one in my backyard, in the ground, then build it up with the concrete and all that, I'd do it. But I got to remove some trees first.
So my fire pit probably won't be done this summer. It might be, but I'm going to say it probably won't be. But when it gets done, it might be done in time for the fall. Oh, that's going to be nice.
Oh, big time.
Because I got some shit I want to burn up.
Make sure that it is not furniture, tires, TV, anything man-made.
It's some of them, some old fencing.
And
some
that's
old
good.
Fence.
Yep.
That's all. And a couple of trees that were cut down.
Yep. And that would actually be good. Because, trust me, anything man-made, it burns to where the fire department is called, and
supposed to burn leaves? I know my fire pit I can have, but I know I'm not supposed to burn leaves. Even though we still do it, they don't want us burning leaves, which I'm like, if I got a fucking fire pit, I'm going to throw them damn leaves in there if I feel like it.
Right, right. Keep them on the very bottom.
Well, I might not have no leaves after this year because I'm having 3 trees cut down.
Right.
And a lot of that is going with the tree company. I'm only going to have them leave me a little bit of wood because I don't need a whole lot of wood because I can tell you, I don't like the outside that much. You know, me and them damn motherfucking mosquitoes don't like each other.
Right.
And remember, I got a creek behind my house, so I don't fuck with the mosquitoes. I'm just letting everybody know the reason what y'all hear me talking about is that I do have a creek behind my house, so I will not be at the fire pit like some folks, because me and them fucking mosquitoes don't like each other. And I found out I got them fucking damn wood bees. I done found all their little holes. I was wondering why them little mother. I knew they were in the front of my garage, but I done found all their fucking holes. Them motherfuckers don't know. Consider it a wrap. This your last year at my house. The only reason why I'm really not killing you the way I want to is because you don't sing.
Well,
but I'm putting you out your misery for the winter.
Yep, we've got people starting shit now in Oklahoma City, throwing rocks, bricks. Yep. It's going to be a long night.
Oh, and they imposed a curfew here in Michigan. I don't know how many people are going to adhere to the curfew. I don't know what time the curfew starts. But I see they showing New York now on CNN.
All right,
and
now from what I'm saying, this could be actually Tulsa. So Tulsa doing this right now from Tulsa. Today is the 99th anniversary of the race riot in Tulsa in 1919.
Well, I need to say something real quick because we got like 8 minutes left. Black people, I want y'all to listen to me, and I want y'all to listen real good. Do not take this shit to Juneteenth, and definitely don't go act a fool on Juneteenth.
No.
I have a feeling they will. I could be wrong, but
I
have a feeling.
This shit don't need to be going on Juneteenth. Have a little bit of respect, okay?
It doesn't need to be going on anywhere.
It don't, but I'm telling the black folks, y'all want to get real ignorant, don't do this shit on Juneteenth. Have some fucking respect.
Mm-hmm.
Not that y'all got much. And I know everybody's saying, why am I calling out the black people?
No, I'm going to jump in. I mean, last night in Oklahoma City, 5 people were arrested out of 27 that were black. 16 were white. White people, don't be joining in on this shit.
Yeah.
You are a fucking idiot.
Wait a minute, and I love the ones who carry the saying, Black Lives Matter. Okay, but do you really understand what Black Lives Matter means? I just really want to understand. And I am not opposed to white people supporting black people. I just want you to understand. I want you to tell me when you're supporting what's going on, tell me in your own words what you're supporting and how you're supporting and what you're doing to support. That's what I want to know. Supporting
right.
is no problem. Protesting is no problem. But I want you to articulate to me in the white man's English, as y'all call it, and articulate to me why you're participating and what you're actually participating in. If you can articulate to me, we're good.
Well, that's fine. I cannot articulate that because I'm not out there.
I ain't trying to catch COVID-19. I'm going back to it. I ain't trying to catch COVID-19.
Exactly.
I know those.
I can protest my voting. I'm
going
to continue to yell this. I'm promoting voting. If you have never in your life voted for change, the protest is a good show that you're tired. But vote these, and I don't mean just in the national election. As I said, if your mayor is the one who chooses your chief of police, You got to get the culture of that police department to change. Get rid of the mayor. Get a mayor that's going to put a police chief in that's going to, because the one thing that the police chiefs that were interviewed today on the different news stations all said is that what happens on the top trickles down to the bottom. If this is a level of condoning, condoning what is done, that came from the top, that this has been allowed somewhere along the line. So you have to change the culture of the police station.
Right.
When the chief of police in Detroit came in, he cleaned house. Now, the chief of police did not wait on there to be a problem in Detroit. He cleaned house. I mean, we heard about motherfuckers getting fired. We was like, why did that officer get fired? You know why they got fired? Because they were stealing. Didn't nobody come in and say they were stealing. He found out fucking money and shit was missing. He got rid of motherfuckers. When he found out a particular unit wasn't acting right because they had a culture that he did not agree with, he disbanded the unit. He changed the culture when he came in. And that's what we have to do as people. You have to get these police departments to change their culture of tolerance of what their officers do. Detroit has a lot of white police officers. And they watch themselves, because you have people like me that when they get kind of out of the side or get in the comfort zone, you get people like me who fucking file complaints on their bitch asses and let them know, I'm not dealing with this shit. You will not talk to me any other kind of way. And I put black officers in check also. I had a black officer because I asked him why he did something, because my daughter had an incident, and it was a car accident, and he was talking to her like she wasn't shit. And I called to the precinct, and you know what the fucking officer told me? You bad, you bring your ass here. What did you say, bitch? I drove to the police station. I filed a complaint on him. I said, you don't know what mindset I had, and you're going to tell me to come and you're waiting on me? Are you serious? What if I would have came to the police station with an AK-47? Then I would have been wrong. But why would you tell somebody to bring it on? I filed a complaint on his ass. Because that's not allowed, and he was a black police officer. So believe me, you change the culture of the police department by letting them know that you're going to continue to let them know what you're not going to tolerate. So that when shit happens that shouldn't happen, these motherfuckers already know it's not going to be tolerated. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. It's not going to be tolerated. And the police departments around this country have the culture has to change. In Ferguson, in Brunswick, in Wisconsin, in Missouri, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, the culture has to change. And the way the culture changes is by the people saying, we're not going to tolerate this shit. We don't want to waste. I don't want to see another person die. This shit has to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it has to change is motherfuckers going in and saying, police chief, you got to change this shit. File the complaint. Here in Detroit, there is an independent council that looks at complaints.
Mm.
You have to start having people look at these complaints and take them seriously. And it doesn't matter if you consider it major or minor. Look at every single complaint. But violence is not the way, people.
Mm.
Show how you feel with that mighty pen.
Yep.
Show when you vote. And if you're not a voter, go register to vote so you can have a say. But we're gonna be back next week. We're gonna have fun. Everybody gonna have fun this week. So somebody go have a drink for me because I can't drink this week? Have a great week, everybody.
I am on top of that. I will drink for you. Good.
Yo. I don't think we should talk about this.
Have a great week, everybody.
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.